Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Well, we're going to explore a fascinating incident involving Peter that teaches us valuable lessons about patience, humility, and the importance of trusting God's perfect timing. Through this story, we'll discover how even the closest followers of Jesus struggled with these same challenges, and more importantly, how we can grow from their experiences. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 22, verses 50 to 51, and one of them struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear, but Jesus said in reply, "Stop, no more of this." Then he touched the servant's ear and healed him. That's Luke chapter 22, verses 50 to 51.
The air was thick with tension as a crowd armed with swords and clubs approached Jesus and his disciples. In this intense moment, Peter, one of Jesus' most devoted followers, did something quite dramatic. Filled with a surge of protective instinct, he drew his sword and struck the high priest's servant, completely cutting off his right ear. Can you imagine the chaos of that moment? The shock on everyone's faces, the servant clutching at where his ear had been. But what happened next was truly remarkable. Jesus, even in this moment of betrayal and arrest, showed us a completely different way to respond. Instead of allowing the situation to escalate, Jesus immediately called out, "Stop, no more of this!" Then, in an extraordinary display of compassion, he reached out and touched the servant's ear, healing it completely. Just think about that for a moment. In the very midst of his own arrest, Jesus took the time to heal someone who was part of the group coming to seize him. This single moment perfectly captures the stark contrast between Peter's impulsive human reaction and Jesus' divine response. While Peter acted out of fear and anger, Jesus responded with healing and peace, showing us that even in our most challenging moments, there's always a better way to respond. Let's take a closer look at Peter's character, because there's something truly fascinating about him. Despite his impulsive nature, Peter had this remarkable quality that kept him close to Jesus, his humility. Think about it. Here's a man who often acted first and thought later, yet he never let his mistakes define his relationship with his master. What makes Peter so relatable is this beautiful paradox in his personality. He was bold enough to step out of the boat to walk on water, yet humble enough to grab Jesus' hand when he began to sink. He was confident enough to declare he'd never deny Jesus yet. When he did, he wept bitterly and accepted the weight of his actions. Even in the garden incident, we see the same pattern. Peter's sword-swinging moment wasn't the end of his story. When Jesus rebuked him, he didn't storm off in wounded pride or try to defend his actions. Instead, he stayed, he watched, he learned. This ability to receive correction, to acknowledge when he was wrong, that's what made Peter extraordinary.
Think of it like a skilled potter working with clay. The clay must be both firm enough to hold its shape, yet pliable enough to be molded. That was Peter. Strong in his convictions, yet soft enough in heart to be shaped by Jesus' teachings. His humility didn't weaken his character, it strengthened it. It allowed him to grow from being an impulsive fisherman to becoming a rock upon which Jesus would build his church. Can you relate to ever feeling so impatient while waiting on God that you took matters into your own hands? I know I can. Just like Peter in that garden, we've all had those moments where waiting seems impossible and we convince ourselves that we need to act now. Maybe it was a relationship you tried to force into being, or a career move you rushed into without proper guidance. Perhaps you've made important decisions in haste only to look back later and think, "What was I thinking?" These moments of impatience often lead to consequences we didn't anticipate, just like Peter's action in the garden created a situation that Jesus had to step in and fix. I remember times in my own life when waiting on God's timing felt like standing still while the world rushed past. The temptation to take control, to force outcomes, to swing that proverbial sword. It's real and it's powerful. But here's what I've learned. Our hasty actions often create messes that God then has to clean up, just like Jesus had to heal that servant's ear. The beauty of Peter's story is that it shows us we're not alone in these struggles. His moment of impetuousness in the garden reminds us that even those closest to Jesus struggled with patience and trust. The consequences of his action could have been disastrous, but thankfully Jesus was there to restore what Peter's impatience had damaged. When we take matters into our own hands, we often create complications that wouldn't have existed if we just waited. It's like trying to force a puzzle piece into the wrong spot. You might think you're making progress, but you're actually just making it harder to see the real solution. Now, what's fascinating is the stark contrast between Peter's approach and Jesus's response in this situation. While Peter reacted with immediate force, Jesus demonstrated perfect composure and divine patience. Even in a moment of intense pressure, Jesus showed us what true strength looks like, not in wielding a sword, but in exercising self-control and compassion. Think about it. Jesus knew exactly what was coming. He knew about the betrayal, the arrest, the crucifixion. Yet instead of fighting back or running away, he chose to face it all with remarkable patience and trust in his Father's plan. In that garden moment while Peter was swinging his sword, Jesus was showing us how to handle difficult situations with grace and wisdom. This gives us a practical blueprint for our own lives. When we face challenging situations, we have a choice. We can react like Peter, letting our emotions drive our actions, or we can respond like Jesus with thoughtful patience and trust. Instead of immediately jumping to action when we feel pressured, we can take a breath, step back, and ask ourselves, what would Jesus do in this situation? The path of patience isn't passive. It's actually incredibly active. It requires conscious effort to hold back our natural impulses, to quiet our anxious thoughts, and to trust in God's timing. Jesus showed us that true strength often lies not in what we do, but in what we choose not to do. Sometimes the most powerful action we can take is to wait with purpose and trust with confidence.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, in moments of chaos and pressure, help me to respond with patience and grace as you did. Teach me to trust in your plan, even when my instinct is to act out of fear or impatience. May I learn from Peter's humility, acknowledging my mistakes, and allowing you to shape me into who I'm called to be. Let your example of compassion and self-control guide my heart so that my actions reflect your peace and love. Strengthen me to wait with purpose and trust with confidence, knowing that your timing is perfect. Amen. Friends, as we part ways today, may the peace of God fill your heart, the hope of his promises guide your steps, and the light of his love shine brightly in all you do. May you carry his blessings with you and share them generously with others. Until next time, stay blessed and be a blessing.